In the last days of Narnia, far up to the west, beyond the lantern waste, and close to the great waterfall, there lived an ape. He was so old that no one could remember when he'd first come to live in those parts, and he was the cleverest, ugliest, most wrinkled ape you can imagine. He had a little house built of wood and thatched with leaves up in the fork of a great tree, and his name was Shift. There were very few talking beasts or men or dwarfs or people of any sort in that part of the wood, but Shift had one friend and neighbor who was a donkey called Puzzle. At least they both said they were friends, but from the way things went on, you might have thought Puzzle was more like Shift's servant than his friend.
Shift, I'm back!
Well done, Puzzle. You may put those baskets there.
Oh, all right then.
The fruit looks particularly delicious today.
Oh, yeah. I don't suppose, that is to say, perhaps we could have a bite to eat. It was a long way to town.
You want to eat my food?
Well, I was only thinking that since I fetched it for you, we could share some of it.
I'm surprised at your selfishness, Puzzle.
Selfishness?
Well, you know I can't eat grass and thistles like you, so I must eat the fruits and vegetables from town. For you to have any now would diminish my supply, which would require yet another trip to town sooner than either of us would like. Oh. You understand, of course.
Yeah, of course, I see that. I'm sorry to be so selfish.
One morning, early in the year, the pair of them were walking along the shore of Cauldron Pool. Cauldron Pool is the big pool right under the cliffs at the western end of Narnia. The great waterfall pours down into it with a noise like everlasting thunder, and the river Narnia flows out on the other side. The waterfall keeps the pool always dancing and bubbling and churning round and round, and that, of course, is how it got its name of Cauldron Pool. As Shift and Puzzle looked at the lively water, Shift suddenly pointed with his dark, skinny finger and said,
"Look! What's that?"
"What's what?"
"That yellow thing that's just come down from the waterfall. Look! Look, there it is again! It's floating! We must find out what it is."
Must we?
"Well, of course we must. It may be something useful. Just hop into the pool like a good fellow, fish it out, come on. Then we can have a proper look at it."
Hop into the pool?
"Well, how are we going to get it if you don't?"
But wouldn't it be better if you went in? Because, you see, it's you who wants to know what it is, and I don't much. And you've got hands, you see. You're as good as a man or a dwarf when it comes to catching hold of things. I've only got hoofs.
"Really, Puzzle? I didn't think you'd ever say a thing like that. Oh. I didn't think it of you, really."
Well, what have I said wrong? All I meant was
wanting me to go into the water. As if you didn't know perfectly well what weak chests apes always have and how easily we catch cold. Very well. I will go in. I'll probably get sick and die.
No,
I'll go in.
Wait, no, please don't.
I insist.
No, please, I never meant anything of the sort, Shift. I didn't know. You know how stupid I am, and how I can't think of more than one thing at a time. I'd forgotten about your weak chest. Of course I'll go in. You mustn't think of doing it yourself. No, 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 promise me you won't shift.
Well... All right. I promise. But you'll have to be quick before it floats away.
Oh, yeah, I'm going, I'm going. Oh, he looks so cold.
Harry!
Right.
Not under the waterfall! You stupid donkey!
Right!
Do be careful! You lose it!
Oh, got it!
It's a mountain! Spring it! What could it possibly be? Oh, watch your hoof, you're trampling it! It's as big as a hearthrug.
There, shift.
Oh, stop, you're making me cold. Keep away. Shake the water over there. This is something. Remarkable. Oh, yes. I do think it is.
Is what? What is it?
It's a lion skin.
Oh, is it?
Now, I wonder...
Who do you suppose killed the poor lion? It ought to be buried. We must have a funeral.
Oh, it wasn't a talking lion. So you needn't bother about that.
Oh.
There are no talking beasts up beyond the falls. This skin must have belonged to a damn wild lion. A hunter must have killed and skinned it.
Well, all the same, Shift. Even if the skin only belonged to a damn wild lion, oughtn't we to give it a decent burial? I mean, aren't all lions rather, well, rather solemn because of you know who? Don't you say?
Don't you start getting ideas into your head, Puzzle, because thinking isn't your strong point. We'll make this skin into a fine, warm winter coat for you.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I'd like that. No, it would look... I mean, the other beasts might think that is to say I should feel...
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't think it would be respectful.
Respectful? Respectful to whom?
To the great lion. To Aslan himself. I don't think he'd like it if a donkey like me went about dressed up in a lion's skin.
Now, don't start arguing, please. What does a donkey like you know about things of that sort? You know you're no good at thinking, Puzzle.
Won't.
So why don't you let me do your thinking for you? Why don't you treat me as I treat you? I don't think I can do everything. I know you're better at some things than I am. That's why I let you go into the pool. I knew you'd do it better than me. Why can't I have my turn when it comes to something I can do and you can't? Am I never allowed to do anything? Do be fair.
Of course, yeah. When you put it that way.
Well, I tell you what. You'd better take a good, brisk trot downriver as far as Chippingford and see if they have any oranges or bananas.
Oh, but I'm so tired.
Yes, but you're very cold and wet. You want a brisk trot to warm you up. Besides, it's market day at Chippingford today.
And I suppose I must go.
Yes, you must.
Yes, I must.
As soon as he was alone, Shift went shambling along to his own tree. Then he swung himself up from branch to branch, grinning all the time, and went into his little house. He found needle and thread and a big pair of scissors there. Then he came down the tree and shambled across to the lion skin. He squatted down and got to work. He saw at once that the body of the lion skin would be too long for Puzzle, and its neck too short. So he cut a good piece out of the body and used it to make a long collar for Puzzle's neck. Then he cut off the head and sewed the collar in between the head and shoulders. He put threads on both sides of the skin so that it would tie up under Puzzle's chest and stomach.
I'm a genius! A genius!
Puzzle, come here.
Oh, there weren't any oranges and there weren't any bananas and I'm very tired.
Come and try on your beautiful new lion skin coat.
Don't bother that old skin. I'll try it on in the morning. I'm too tired.
You are unkind, Puzzle. If you're tired, what do you think I am? All day long, while you've been having a lovely, refreshing walk down the valley, I've been working hard to make you a coat. My hands are so tired, I can hardly hold these scissors. And you won't say thank you. You won't even look at the coat. And you don't care.
No. My dear shift. I'm so sorry. I've been horrid. Of course, I'd love to try it on.
It looks simply splendid,
Do try it on me at once. No, please do.
Well, stand still then.
Oh, yes, sorry.
The skin was very heavy for him to lift, but in the end, with a lot of pulling and pushing and puffing and blowing, he got it on the donkey. He tied it underneath Puzzle's body, and he tied the legs to Puzzle's legs and the tail to Puzzle's tail. A good deal of Puzzle's grey nose and face could be seen through the open mouth of the lion's head. No one who'd ever seen a real lion would have been taken in for a moment. But if someone who'd never seen a lion looked at Puzzle in his lion skin, he just might mistake him for a lion. If he didn't come too close, and if the lights were not good, and if Puzzle didn't let out a bray or make a noise with his hoofs.
You look wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. If anyone saw you now, they'd think you were Asla and the great lion himself.
Oh, no. No, that would be dreadful.
No, it wouldn't. Everyone would do whatever you told them.
But I don't want to tell them anything.
But think of the good we could do. You'd have me to advise you, you know. Well, I'd think of sensible orders for you to give.
Oh.
And everyone would have to obey us, even the king himself. We would set everything right in Narnia.
Well, isn't everything right already?
What? Everything right? Well, there are no oranges or bananas?
You know, there aren't many people... In fact, I don't think there's anyone but yourself who wants those sorts of things very often.
There's sugar, too.
Sugar. Well, it would be nice if there was more sugar.
Well, then that's settled. You will pretend to be Aslan, and I will tell you what to say.
Oh, no. Don't say such dreadful things. Oh, it'd be wrong, Shift. I may not be very clever, but I know that much. What would become of us if the real Aslan turned up?
I expect he'd be very pleased. Probably he sent us the lion skin on purpose so that we could set things to right. Anyway, he never does turn up. Not nowadays.
It's a sign. It's a warning. I knew we were doing something dreadfully wicked. Take this wretched skin off me at once.
Now. Don't you see? It's a sign the other way. I was just going to say, if the real Aslan, as you call him, meant us to go on with this, he would send us a thunderclap. Yes, it was just on the tip of my tongue, only the sign itself came before I could get the words out. You've got to do it now, Puzzle. And please don't let us have any more arguing. You know that you don't understand these things. What could a donkey know about signs? Well, Oh.